This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire City County Health Department and North Lakes Community Clinic are inviting area residents to a pair of upcoming flu vaccine clinics. According to a press release, the agency will host a drive-through clinic at the Altoona Police Department on October 21st from 3:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Interested residents must schedule an appointment ahead of time to get their flu shot at that clinic. There will be another clinic at South Middle School in Eau Claire on October 22nd from 3:15 p.m. to 6 p.m., which will accept both prior appointments and walk-ins. The University of Wisconsin-Stout officially opened the doors of its new esports arena last week. According to a press release, funding for the new $1 million arena came from the UW-Stout Foundation and Alumni Association, as well as individual donors. The school held a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new facility on Thursday, which features high-end gaming computers, a competition stage, a streaming booth, and seating for spectators. UW-Stout was the first public university in Wisconsin to launch a varsity esports team in 2020. While the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is still recommending the COVID-19 vaccine for most residents, data shows the vaccination rate remains low this year. The agency issued the guidance nearly a month ago after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention stopped recommending the vaccine for most people. Since then, DHS officials say only about 2% of Wisconsin residents have received the most recent booster. They also say scheduling an appointment for the booster through national pharmacy chains has become more difficult. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the federal government has lifted its requirement that states assist with immigration enforcement to receive funds through the Victims of Crime Act. According to a press release from the Wisconsin Department of Justice, the state will retain access to over $24 million in federal funding for victim service programs. The immigration enforcement condition was challenged in a multi-state lawsuit filed in August, which argued the obstruction of that funding was unlawful and violated the Constitution. Congressman Mark Pocan crossed district lines to hold a number of town halls in western Wisconsin on Tuesday. Congressman Pocan visited Richland Center, Viroqua, La Crosse, and Eau Claire as part of what he called the This Is What a Real Congressman Does tour. During the visits, he criticized Congressman Derek Van Orden for not holding any in-person town halls and warned that the expiration of Affordable Care Act tax credits at the center of the government shutdown could cost Wisconsin families thousands more in insurance premiums. The Prescott City Council recently approved an agreement with Landmark Conservancy to provide residents with easier access to Pine Coulee Nature Preserve. The organization recently purchased 73 acres of land for the preserve as part of an effort to expand outdoor recreation opportunities in the area. The agreement will allow residents to park on Monroe Street and Cedar Lane and travel through the Pine Glen Cemetery to access the preserve. The agreement is meant to be a temporary solution while planning for a tunnel running under Highway 35 continues. Barron County residents are being invited to the second annual Patriot Palooza in Rice Lake next week to support area veterans. The event will take place on Saturday, October 18th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Moose Lodge in Rice Lake. Point of Renewal Integrated Health and Lake Roots Company will host the community fundraiser, which will feature a raffle, a silent auction, and a bake sale. All of the proceeds raised at the event will go towards supporting area veterans, and any veterans that attend the event will also get to eat for free. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs have announced nearly $2 million in grant funding for two veteran memorial cemeteries. The grant funding comes from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Veteran Cemetery Grants Program, which is meant to help upgrade facilities, expand capacity, and improve accessibility at veteran cemeteries. The Central Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in King and the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Union Grove will each receive a portion of the grant funding. The Republican-controlled Wisconsin State Assembly passed a number of bills aimed at expanding affordable housing on Tuesday. The package of legislation includes proposals like allowing for more construction of accessory dwelling units, allowing some building projects to move forward without needing to comply with new commercial building codes, and creating a starter home loan program. Some of the measures did receive bipartisan support, but Democratic state lawmakers say the package doesn't go far enough to expand affordable housing. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to make it easier for families struggling with infertility to afford medical care. The Building Families Act, introduced on Tuesday, would require insurance companies to provide coverage for infertility treatments and fertility preservation services. Those medical services could cost families thousands of dollars currently, making things like IVF treatment financially out of reach for many residents. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss expressed support for IVF, but said he had not seen the bill yet. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Game 4, Cubs and Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, there will be a Game 4 tonight in Chicago. The Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3. Chicago scoring all of their runs in the first inning, keeping their playoff hopes alive. On the brink of elimination, Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's fun and stressful in the same sentence and the same light, and I think you feel both emotions a lot.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Both teams come out firing. You know, that's what it's about. They know us. We know them. There's a lot of emotion in the game, and it says something for both teams. Really.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Doc Rivers asked about that ESPN report that the Bucks discussed trading Giannis to the Knicks.
It was a conversation where a team called, and John has been saying no now for 11 years. I don't know why this is a news story, you know, but I guess it is.
That's Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.